don't have Mayberry in Oklahoma now.
No, they're all gone. It's all buses.
I remember when there was in Hot Springs, Little Rock. We go through there going at these people's.
Mm-hmm.
Bay Shore.
Now, they ain't no streetcars. They're buses now running, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Streetcars
are taking
that.
Long years ago, Texas County.
They have loading docks down there for them, you know, turn around on the corner and go there, and they take you to certain streets. And this bus runs that street and this other somewhere else, you know, and you get on and go.
I used to like to ride a streetcar. I thought that was lots of fun.
I never did ride one. I drove along and watched them go through Hot Springs. I used to have an old T model in them other days, you know, and we took back to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
After my kids all got pretty grown, we'd go back once in a while and visit Arkansas.
Well, what would you tell a fellow in the wagon if he gave you a ride someplace and you wanted to, well, you saw the place for you to get off?
Huh?
What would you tell a fellow who gave you, well, let's say a fellow gives you a ride in the wagon,
mm-hmm.
and you're riding along and you see the place to get off, what do you tell him?
That's the place where you get off, I believe. I don't know why, big cop or not.
That's good. I was just wondering if you'd say, I want off, or I want to get off, or...
You know, I'd just say, there's your place you get off, there's your trail.
Oh, how about some states? You mentioned Arkansas and Texas. What's this one up north of us here?
Now I'm far off from that. I don't know.
Are we in states in here in Oklahoma?
No, I was thinking of states themselves. You mentioned you'd been to Kansas City.
Did I tell you I know I've never been to Kansas
City? Who was it you said Kansas City?
I've never been nowhere. I just come from Alabama down to Memphis and through there.
Uh-huh. Where's Memphis?
That's Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's on the Mississippi River.
I was there a little while during the war. I thought that was a nice city.
They have bridges across it now, you know.
Yeah, great big old bridges.
Well, you can hear them slapping when a car goes across all them bars. You know, it's long. I guess it's 5 miles across it.
Yeah.
And when my daddy and the boys come across with their oxen, and then when we come along, there's a year here before we come,
mm-hmm.
my stepmother. And they had that bridge completed then when we come here.
Across the Mississippi?
Yeah, we come the train across it. And when my daddy and the boys come, they set the train across on boats.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's crossed on boats. And their wagons did too.
Hmm.
See,
well, it must have been quite a ferry trip.
Yeah, it was a ferry. They had a train, you know, that I don't know how they worked that to get a train across. The boat couldn't carry it all, you know.
Uh-huh.
They must have had the extra engine over there to pull part of it out. The switches so they could switch out in the back and come back in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they worked it.
Maybe they had a steamboat in the river.
Steamboat?
Yeah.
They did. There was lots of steamboats when we come. All them barges down just covered in boats. Big boats.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ride a steamboat?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
Never a great big old stern wheeler,
no.
though. I'd like to someday.
I've seen them throw waves 8 and 10 feet on the bank. And big, we lived at a place called Oil Salt from Newport, Arkansas. And that's on White River. You know, White River's pretty big up to there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the built locks and dams up to Batesville. It goes to Batesville now, the big boats do, get cotton. And I've seen them big boats, they'd call them big names, like the Quickstep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'd come up that river and it'd take every bit of water. It looked like it muddy the bottom. And then